What's French for laugh riot? Bon Iver? Possibly. I don't know. But speaking of Bon Iver, in case you were, we have a real treat for you today. S. Carey is joining us here. He's actually the drummer in Bon Iver, but he's much more than that. He has a new, he is, as you mentioned, an indie music sensation. That's right. And he's from right here in Wisconsin, like those guys are. I don't think he's actually from Eau Claire. Are you from Eau Claire, actually?
Lake Geneva.
Who's from Lake Geneva? Nobody. People go to Lake Geneva. They're not from Lake Geneva. But you're welcome, please, to our stage here, S. Carey, ladies and gentlemen. Can you be ethereal under these conditions?
I believe so, yeah. I was folded by ferns, and you could return the earth altar. Open mouth.
Thank you. Get over here. Come on, S.
How you doing?
That's the most ethereal drummer I've ever heard in my life.
Thank
you're,
you.
You're a percussionist by training, anyhow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both classical and jazz, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Which do you prefer? Give me a choice if you have a pair of drums out there.
I think jazz, actually. Yeah.
You tend to go jazz?
Yeah.
Did you play in a jazz combo at one point? Or?
Yeah, lots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, and it's true you got into Bon Iver by memorizing his entire album, the For Emma album, every song, and playing, making him listen to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
What were you thinking there? That's pretty audacious, isn't it?
I was thinking I need to be a part of this. You know, I need, I really love the music, and I thought it was super unique, and I thought that was just the best way to be a part of it was just, you know, that kind of showed him how much I wanted to play with him.
But that takes some audacity, does it not? Have you got audacity?
I guess, yeah.
And he liked it. What if he hated it? That would have been like...
It would have been kind of embarrassing, but...
A turning point in your career, certainly.
Yeah.
Now, what's with it, though? You know, I mean, all these guys, you're all in Bon Iver. We've had a couple of guys in Bon Iver, and they've gone this way. And
yeah.
Guy did a novel about you guys. And it's all going on in Wisconsin, and I'm from Wisconsin, and I don't... It's a little unusual to me, I guess. There's something going on in Eau Claire. And I don't know if it's like the Menard School of Music or something. Or, you know, I don't think so. It doesn't seem to be related to Menards.
Well, there's so much wood that, you know, we build our own instruments. And
but it is unique. Is it the university there that brings
these people? I think it's a combination of that and also just the public school system there. Especially the jazz program. It's just... Very kids grow up in that, and it's a really thriving system. And you know, Justin did jazz there, and Mikey, the other guy who started with us, he did jazz. And so yeah, I think it's a combination of all that, and also just, you know, being from Eau Claire, you don't. You don't have the ego that maybe bands from Brooklyn or LA kind of come with, and I think our modesty sort of helps us create music that's a little bit different and a little bit more humble.
Yeah. Did this style start with Justin? I mean, not that it's all one style; it's all quite different, actually. But.
I think Bon Iver was really unique and a kind of a turning point in his approach to having group vocals and using his falsetto a lot, and that was definitely something that I'd never heard before. Mm. And I think people have kind of, you know, spun off from there, and I think my music is similar but also different, and it's coming from a different place. You know, Justin's been writing songs for a long time. I started just a few years ago, so it's, and being a percussionist is a different perspective.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, usually the drummer in a band is the goofy guy.
Yeah, sometimes.
You know, if you got to find someone in the band that's going to be goofy, it'll be the drummer. But not. I mean, everyone is an individual musician in the band, and yet they're a great band together. It's very unusual, don't you think?
Yeah, we all kind of play multiple instruments, and, I don't know. I think you want your drummer to be pretty solid,
Not goofy. Is there anyone in the band who's in that band who's goofy?
There's definitely some goofballs.
You can't name names, of course.
Yeah.
And beatific. The word beatific keeps coming out. Do you consider yourself beatific?
You know, I didn't know what that was until about 3 months ago. So. But yeah, I guess so. I the music that I try to create is I just try to make pretty music that's meaningful to me and that people can hear, and hopefully it takes them to a certain place or makes them examine their life or what's going on with that. And
yeah, but that's not the motive necessarily, is it?
No, I think I just create what music I hear in my head and it comes out, you know.
Yeah, and nature is a big part of that.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
The last song was sort of about fly fishing, and a lot of it I wrote while I was out fishing, just in my head. And
no, it doesn't sound like the average Wisconsin guy fly fishing. we would not probably be humming this tune.
Probably not.
You're taking it to a new level of fly fishing.
I guess so, yeah.
Beatific fly fishing. Yeah, exactly. I could see that, actually. I could see that. Because those guys are unique. Anyhow, guys are out there fly fishing. They are in a certain different mind space.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea this was going on in their heads.
Yeah.
It's a shocker. So, and the first one you did, All We Grow, was your first album.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of just came, you were writing some stuff, and then how did that come about?
That was a product of being on tour with Bon Iver for a couple of years and kind of just being really excited and being exposed to a bunch of new music and traveling the world. And I just wanted to do my own thing. It was pretty inspiring. So that's what came out of that.
So that's where you went from being like the world's biggest fan to actually being your own guy.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. It was a time where, you know, we would play shows all over the world and go to festivals where we'd hear different bands every day, and you know, you're sitting on side stage just watching this band do their thing, and it's, I wanted to have that and express myself through songs.
And is that, you toured with the tallest guy in the world, tallest man in the world? And
yeah, he's
Swedish,
pretty short. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, pretty short.
Yeah.
Is that about the time you were touring with him, or is that later?
So he opened up for Bon Iver a couple times, and then when I released my first record, our first tour was opening up for him. So,
yeah. And he's been described as Dylan-esque, or whatever, but he doesn't think that, obviously.
He's, in my opinion, one of the best songwriters around today, and he's also a fly fisherman. So there's another little
right,
secret
we're
for
getting
it.
Yeah, something here. We're trying to figure this out, right?
Yeah.
And the new one is called Range of Light, and it is that, isn't it, actually, in a visual sense?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. You named it. I mean, yeah. You could have called it anything, you know. Range Light, you could have called it.
But. I could have, yeah. I stole the term from John Muir.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I thought that it kind of described the range of emotions in the songs, and the word light kept coming up, and that metaphor kept coming up in my lyrics throughout the record, so it seemed to encapsulate the big picture.
Is Bon Iver still touring as a unit, or are you taking you're on hiatus?
We're on hiatus, or, yeah.
Hiatus,
yeah, we've been off the road for a while.
Yeah.
So, but it allows me to do my own thing.
Yeah. And the band that you tour with, what do you mean? Well, you have your own band.
Yeah. Yeah. There's five of us, and I mostly play keyboards, and I have some percussion, and then there's a drummer and a bassist and a pedal steel player and a guitarist. And
yeah. Does your sister sing in the band too?
She doesn't. No. Oh. She but she has her own group.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. It's called Luray.
She's S. Carey too, right?
She is she's a Shaw Carey. Yeah. Her name's Shannon. So
Shannon.
Yeah.
And you're Sean. Can we say that, or is that releasing too much information?
Yeah, I go by Sean.
S. Carey was kind of cool because it looks like scary when you first see it.
Yeah. Some people call me
good.
Scary. Yeah.
Scary. Good. Yeah. And Shannon, does your mom sing too? I met your mom out in the hall.
Yeah, my mom sings, and my dad is a musician, and my brother's a drummer. And
yeah. So there's no escaping it in your family.
Pretty much was forced into it. Yeah.
Did you ever work for a living besides this music?
You know, people give me a hard time about that.
Yeah.
But
well, me too.
You know, I worked at a beach in Lake Geneva.
Well, that figures.
Yeah.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've dealt with Chicago people.
I have, yeah. Yeah, they're lovely.
That's good training for being in the business world.
Yeah, exactly.
Deal with those people. Well, it's great to have you. Thank you so much for your time. Are you on tour now, or what's happening now?
Yeah, we just got home yesterday, actually, from about a three-week tour, and then we go back on the road in October, and we're playing Madison, actually, at the Majestic Theater.
When's that?
October 14th.
October 14th.
Yeah.
Can you give us another one? You got another fly fishing song? Or?
This one's not really about fishing, but yeah.
Okay.
I'll play another one.
S. Carey, ladies and gentlemen, stepping up to the What Do You Know Piano.
Thank you.
proper time. And I was hoping that you'd take my line, make it pure and make it still. You will, you will, you will, all mine. And you were saying when you know.
You're listening to Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International.